Oh, I gotta hit this button. I gotta.
Oh!
And I gotta hit that button for you.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
This is the Whoopi Show.
Whoopi's Watchtower on the 1st of September, 2025. Coming at you live with your host, Whoopi, and the co-host.
Wake me up when Whooptember ends.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Rosin. Oh my goodness.
Rosin's just here.
Yeah. But it's Whoopi with your co-host, James, Jimmy, Struggs, whatever name is in use.
Any
is the name
you want to say, just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh!
I had food.
He's had
food. Hey, what band is this? They suck. This band's fucking terrible, dog. What is this?
I don't know.
What is this music?
Someone gave
trash.
It to me.
Yeah.
But we have received information that it was mastered, and then they put mastered in quotes. So this is mastered.
Oh. Okay.
This is Whoopi's Watchtower. Every September 1st, 2025, you can hear it live on rogueserver.com. I don't know what the agenda is for today. Something maybe regarding the day. James.
Ray Pacino wants his money. That's the itinerary. I wrote down some words that I might say to some people, but I don't have any premises as usual. But I do have words that I want to say to people.
And it's real,
so
and it's live.
You'll get to hear the words. It is.
Welcome to the show. We're gonna call places.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. You can say it as many times as you want if you are a part of the show. I don't know when to fade this out.
Anytime.
Anytime. We're
welcome
given
to the show. It's the intro to the show.
It's the intro to
you
the
can
show.
Turn it way up. Ruin
all the way
everyone's
up.
Headphones. Let's go. All the way up.
Oh, are you sure?
Headphone user
welcome
warning.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show!
Oh, I hit the buttons. Oh! Oh! Alright. We're gonna call a hotel.
Ray Pacino. I just had to go say that for the homies. I got it's from a peeps. Strictly. Call him up.
Colin. Say to these people. You could say anything. Oh, I know what I'm saying.
Ask them if they know Beto. Ask if they know Beto.
No, I know exactly what I'm saying. If they pick up.
Hampton Inn and Corinth, how can I help you?
Welcome to the show. Hi. Is it okay if we do it with you? Or, like, do we have to do it other style?
This is the Hampton Inn in Corinth. How can I help you? Are you trying to reserve a room?
Oh, yeah. But we're in a room, so. The band? So we do
I'm
it?
Not following. I'm sorry?
The band? Can we bring the show. Welcome to the show. That's what they say. That was the first call.
That lady had no clue what you were saying.
I have no clue what I was saying. We have the co-host, James, Jimmy, Struggs, Snugs, Scuggs, who will say words, maybe, as I effortlessly put files into the playlist.
Unmute my microphone.
Yeah. What am I even, what's, Nothing is organized.
Who's going next?
Hey, they're right next to a Cracker Barrel. Why, it's going to be our co-host, James. Hey, you want to talk to a Cracker Barrel by the hotel or to another hotel by the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling your local Waffle House. To place a to-go order, please visit order.wafflehouse.com or download the new Waffle House ordering app, as we no longer accept to-go orders over the phone.
Yeah, Waffle House doesn't pick up the phone anymore.
Oh, right. Maybe if I press 8, Adam, or 9. How do you tell?
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, I'm going to jail.
Waffle House.
Shoot. But that was a good distraction to get the bed music lined up.
Bed music.
Which is always changing, and it isn't the same four tracks. But at Whoopi's Watchtower, you can expect familiarity with your host, Whoopi, and the co-host, James.
Jimmy.
And occasionally, Rosin.
Sometimes Rosin. You never know who's going to show up.
Old Country Store on Highway 72 West in Corinth, Mississippi. Download our app for a seamless to-go experience. Check the wait and join our online wait list. To place an order or let us know you have arrived for your curbside order, please press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak with the first available associate, press 3.
Welcome to Cracker Barrel.
Hi, I just had a couple questions. I'm a little out of it. Just got back from a Diddy party and my hole is sore. But I was just wondering if you had a decaffeinated coffee for dogs.
Really?
Yeah, my dog got into the trash and I think he ate some of the Java. And now he's, like, really hyped up, and he wants more coffee. Like, I just had a cup, and he was all over me trying to get it. We're coming down there to get some pancakes. And I was just wondering if you had decaffeinated coffee for dogs. Who? What?
How old are you?
I'm 38. How old are you?
Is that a serious question?
How old you are? Well, you asked me, so I figured I'd just reciprocate. We're getting to know each other. What color eyes do you have?
Hi, this is Emma. I'm a manager here at Cracker Barrel. How are
you? Hey, how's it going, Emma? I was just wondering if y'all had the decaffeinated coffee for dogs.
Actually, we're fresh out of stock.
So you have it, though? So, like, if I went to another Cracker Barrel, they probably have some? Or is it, like, through the whole network? It's out of stock in the whole network? So you don't have decaffeinated coffee for dogs. You're just blowing smoke up my ass. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
We're just fresh out of it.
Are you sure that you ever had any? Because, like, you should hear my dog. He's yipping and yapping. Can you hear that back there? He's freaking out. He's like jumping up and down. He's going really fast. He's going like 165 frames per second.
Okay, yeah, we just got them in stock. Why don't you come on in?
Okay, great. We'll be down there probably pretty fast because he's running like a fucking banana.
Okay, I'll see you soon. What's the name on the order?
There won't be a name on the order. You're just going to see this dog freaking the fuck out. Like, you'll know. You'll see, and you'll be like, oh, that's that dude with his fucking glitched out dog.
And then he's playing his phone.
Like,
okay. Is that a bird, sweetie?
No, that's my dog. That's Billy.
I think I heard a bird.
No, that's not a bird. That's Billy.
Okay.
There's the birds. Oh, where'd that bird come from?
We do. Do you want to hear it? He's got his
buddy, you're a boy making big noise, singing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. Got blood on your face, big disgrace. Taking your shit all over that place. Singing, we will get some Cracker Barrel.
This
that's
is kind
right.
Of scary.
We
what?
Will, we
Paula,
will get some Cracker Barrel. Chilling on out. We will pancakes. Got some coffee for my dog. We will get a fucking ass snug on. I don't we will.
Did they hang up finally?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, sick.
Here right, in the Whoopi
cool,
show
cool.
Is the only show where you'll
the only
hear...
show you get serenaded.
Yeah. Oh, it changed music. Okay. I like this one. Welcome to the show. With James Strugs.
Yeah, you activated my almonds on that one.
Get the gorilla That's nest cute. Activated.
Yep. Gorilla nest activated.
Okay. Oh, hotel for poor old Buppy. Wait, I dial everything. Oh, God, that's
Bobby!
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express Corinth. For reservations, press 1. For all other questions, or to speak with the front desk staff, press 0, or remain on the line.
Welcome to the show where you get to hear me cough. Live.
Who's going next?
Rosin, you can go.
I take... Alright, where are we calling?
Hotel.
Holiday Inn Corinth.
Hotel. Hi, how are you, sir? How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have a few concerns about the hotel room I'm in right now. My dog is not acting like he's a dog. It's kind of weird. Can you help me out here?
Who is this?
He kind of ran out the room. He looks like he was about to piss himself. There's some paranormal happening. Can you help me out, possibly? Calm down there, buddy. Calm down there. My name is Harold. Harold with an H. Big Dick Harold.
Who?
I'm in room 215. My name is Big Harold. Room 215. My dog is possessed by something. Calm down there, Harold. Oh, God. Harold, calm down there, Harold. Can I help you out here, please? Sir, are you still on the phone?
He hung up. Ah!
What a bitch.
He didn't even want to help out your possessed dog. Rosin, he clipped pretty loud. Ah!
Yeah, I'm kind of outside right now.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show.
That's quiet. Yeah, welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to the Whoopi Monday, the Spectacular Monday.
The Whoopi Watchtower show every September 1st, 2025 at rogueserver.com. You can listen to Whoopi and the co-host, James.
Jimmy Scruggs.
Yes. Ugh.
Yeah, I have to mention that it is currently Whooptember. And
yeah.
As Billy James Scruggs would say, wake me up when Whooptember ends. October. Is that racist?
I don't know.
I think that might be.
General Quarter, this is somebody speaking.
Hey, is that racist? What you just said?
Oh, she didn't like that one bit.
Oh.
Will.
That was a question. I'm trying to hurt her.
Oh, that was the loose theme I had for today. We're going to ask questions.
Okay.
But that's every Whoopi show at Whoopi. show.
Hey, Whoopi, how do you get so
RogueServer.com/Whoopi.
How do you get so successful, Whoopi?
It's RogueServer.com, Rosin. That's how I became the best. In my head,
you want to be famous. You should go on RogueServer.com/Whoopi right now.
Yeah, Whoopi.com. Get the big whoops. LemonParty.org.
Econ, that's going to help you.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
When is after Labor Day?
Say it again?
When is after Labor Day?
What do you mean, what is after Labor Day?
When is it? Because, like, I have white pants, and I don't know when to wear them now. Does it... Is it, like, start...
I don't understand. What are you trying to say?
Like, because I know at the other hotel, like, it was after Labor Day. It was a couple days ago, and they kicked me out because I had white pants on. And they said, you can't wear this after Labor Day. So, I don't... Does it work like that there, too?
No. Who told you that?
Joe.
Huh?
Joe. At the other hotel.
Okay, so what do you want? You want a room?
Because I got white pants, and I don't know when is after Labor Day. Because does it like start like at the beginning of like next year, like January 1st, 2026, or what? I don't know how it works. At the hotel.
You should ask her if it's acceptable. Is it acceptable to wear white after Labor Day?
That's what I'm trying to ask. I think it hung up for realsals.
Can I do the next one?
Sure. Dare I say
welcome
it?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with Whoopi.
Welcome to the show,
Jimmy Strugs and Rosin, or Rosen, or Ben.
My name is Agent, Special Agent Rosin.
Oh, I don't think you can say. I'm not. We shouldn't play. Oh, now that I've mentioned it, everyone's gonna play close to the fire.
Oh no.
Jail.
I don't want to go back to jail again. Oh, what the... Okay, do they make it Canadian or something? What the... Okay. Oh, is Rosin okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
We're just getting windy.
Thank you for calling Hampton and Pickwick. How can I help you?
Hi, ma'am. How's it going? I have a question. It's an all serious question. Is it acceptable to wear white after Labor Day if you're not white?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She didn't like that question. Welcome to the show. Whoopi's Watchtower every September 1st, 2025. You can listen live at rogueserver.com.
Are you doing this one or am I doing it?
I'm gonna do it.
Stacy speaking.
Stacy? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
When is after Labor Day? Because I don't know when that is. Or, like, before it is? Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, does it, like, start, like, fresh rollover, like, at the end of the year for after Labor Day? Or what? Does it make
it
before?
Wait. You lost me.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Because I've, they kicked me out the other one because I was wearing, like, a white pant. And they said I can't wear that after Labor Day.
Oh.
Yeah, I...
Yeah, I'm not sure if nobody goes by that anymore.
Oh, okay.
You're in the South. If it's hot outside, nobody cares.
Okay, because like, but I don't. I want to be safe. Like, when does it like become before Labor Day? When does that start?
Easter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like. Yeah. I was talking to my sister, and I said, every day is after Labor Day, if you really think about it. Like, it's after Labor Day 2024, for sure.
True.
Yeah. So it's Easter?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And I write that down, and I put that... Okay, I'll save that for reference. Thank you.
And that's, you're welcome.
That's the real answer?
Yep, it is.
Okay, great. After Labor Day equals Easter. And I'm going to save that as laborday.txt onto my desktop. Thank you.
Welcome.
Platonic love. Like that sort. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, bye. Oh, my phone doesn't have a hang up button. Could you do it for me? Oh, okay. She did it. Well, we have received real information. Jimmy, what do you think?
Share the information with the class.
All right, everybody. The day before Labor Day, that day is Easter. So if it's Easter, you can wear white.
Yesterday?
Easter day.
I didn't see the Easter Bunny at all yesterday.
Man, it's so fucked up. Or fricked up. I don't swear. Welcome to the show where the host doesn't swear. Or say, say fuck, shit, piss, or cunt.
I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. You can call anywhere.
All right. We're calling the hotel right down the road from them.
Gonna be off.
Thank you for calling the Stonebrook Inn. If you know the room number of the party you wish to reach, please dial it now. If not, dial 0.
Oh, hit like 114.
Thank you.
Please hold. There may be
if there's anyone in the room. Transferred. They don't pick up now. Just call back.
Thank you for calling the Stonebrook Inn. If you know the room number of the party you wish to reach, please dial it now. If not, dial 0 or hold for guest services. Thank you.
0?
Yeah.
Please hold. There may be a silence.
I don't want to keep guessing rooms, even though it would be funny to do the idea in the room.
Hi, I'm up here in my room. I have a little bit of a problem here in the room. It might have spread to the hotel, but I don't want anyone to worry. Basically, I'm the caretaker of the Easter Bunny, and I lost the Easter Bunny in my room. I can't find him anywhere, and like he usually does hide from time to time just because, you know, it's a bunny, he's skittish and all. But I'm concerned he might have actually gotten it. Oh no, see, so that's the thing. I'm not sure if he got out. I think he might have actually gotten out of the room. So I was wondering if you have seen or heard about an Easter Bunny hipping and hopping around the hotel.
Where do you live, sir?
Well, I'm here on business with the Easter Bunny. It's not about where I live. I'm just here on business with the Easter Bunny. Have you seen the Easter Bunny down there?
No.
Just no, a minute, are you sure?
On.
All right.
Hello? How can I help you?
Hey, man, I see the Easter Bunny.
Hey,
You really?
Hello?
All right. So, hey, man, let me just get you caught up to speed. My name's Jerry Simpson. I am the manager of the Easter Bunny, and I care for the Easter Bunny year-round. I feed him lettuce and Cadbury eggs, and I think I lost him in your hotel. And actually, I think this gentleman just came and said that he thinks he saw the Easter Bunny. Where did you see the Easter Bunny, man?
Is this some kind of joke, or...
What joke? What are you talking about?
He ran.
This guy's telling me that the Easter Bunny ran downstairs. Have you seen the Easter Bunny down there? He's like a white rabbit.
Don't call this number again with this.
Oh, okay. Rosin, don't interrupt my fucking calls, please. Please. I definitely don't like it. And this is your one warning.
Uh-oh. Welcome to the Whoopi Show.
Welcome to the show where we yell at each other. Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
That's it, Jimmy. I've had it up to here with your fucking shit. God damn it, you.
Welcome to the show. The Whoopi Show is canceled. No
forever.
More Whoopi Show.
Forever.
I canceled it. I'm James Scruggs, co-host. And the show's fucking canceled, dog.
I run this. Me!
Yeah.
Oh, and thank you for calling Days in Savannah, Tennessee. With Ultimate Care and Service. If you know your party's extension number or room number, please dial it now. Or to reach front desk, please dial 0 or remain online. Thank you.
I am doing it.
Thank you for calling Days Inn. How can I help you?
I fed my dog the cookie, and he is feeling pretty dormant right about now. Hey, bud.
Sorry?
My dog? I fed him, like, a hotel cookie. Is he... Hey, bud. Bud, wake up.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am? Oh, you son of a gun. You...
What a lady with a B.
Oh, yeah.
What a B lady.
A blady.
A blady.
Yeah. All right, Rosin, do you want to do this one?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. We're calling Tennessee.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, Savannah South. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Press 2.
Quality, this is Kim.
Hi there, I'm in room 10 right now, and I accidentally fed my dog laxatives. Can you please send
what
someone
out? Say, sir? Which room you in, sir?
I gave my dog laxatives. I'm 210. I accidentally gave my dog laxatives. Hold on,
we don't have a 210, sir.
Dude, one of the rooms. Can I come on down with my dog? Can you help me clean it up?
I hardly hear you, sir. I can hardly understand you.
Can you come to my room and come clean my dog?
So what about your dog?
My dog has shit on it. Hey, calm down there, buddy. He has shit all over himself.
Okay, we don't allow the dog, sir. So you call 911.
Yeah. Fuck you then. Fuck you. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show.
911. Oh, did he say dial 911 then?
Yeah.
Oh. So.
I don't even know why.
So welcome to the show. We're all going to jail because of a dog. God damn it, you dog. This dog is...
Is it my turn?
Yeah, okay. We're going to call up the street. That guy's going
to
call the police.
It doesn't have to be my turn.
He's going to call the police and say there's a dog in 210.
Why is there a dog roaming in 210?
I don't know.
Hello and thank you for calling Savannah Lodge, Savannah, Tennessee. With Ultimate Care and Service, if you know your party's extension...
Ultimate Care and Service?
...dial it now. Or to reach front desk, please dial 0 or remain on.
Savannah Lodge?
Hey man, what's up? I'm up here in the room and I just had a couple quick questions. I actually have more questions now that I listened to that recording on the line. What is Ultimate Karen Service? What does that mean?
What is it?
Does that mean like... On the line, like when I was on hold before you picked up, the robot lady said that there was Ultimate Karen Service at the hotel. And I don't know, I was interested, like... Does your manager have, like, blonde hair or something? Like...
No.
Okay, right on. So I just had a couple questions up here. First one's going to be a little awkward, but I figure I should just tear the Band-Aid off right away. I was down there in the lobby, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, maybe 40 minutes ago. And I was just wondering, do you know if this shirt... makes me look fat.
What room are you in?
I'm in 710.
No, you got a wrong number, sir. This is Savannah Lodge. This is Savannah, Tennessee.
Oh, yo, straight up. So I mean 710, like I'm up here dabbing. I've been taking globs. Alright, peas. Bitch ass bitch.
Aww. Welcome to the show, or 710 doesn't exist.
Welcome to the show.
If you're listening, you're listening live, and there's not going to be any anything released because I'll be in jail forever. I think. Is that how it works, sir?
Yeah, the Whoopi Show's Lost Media after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Lost Media.
No Whoopi Show after Labor Day.
Nobody's recording this.
Ah.
Thank you for calling Savannah Motel.
Hello?
You know your party's room number? You may dial it at any time. To reach the front desk, dial 0.
Call a room.
Oh, I hit 0 already.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I'll do it next.
Savannah Motel.
Hey, how do I speak to the, like, who's the guy who picked up the phone?
Huh?
Who's the guy who picked up the phone?
Sir, I can't understand you. What do you say?
Oh, whenever I first called, there was a man who picked up the phone. He's like, welcome to the hotel. Press 0 to get to the front. But who is that man?
I'm the front desk.
You're the front desk?
Uh-huh.
So who's that man then? Like, am I able to speak to him, or how does that work?
Who wanna talk to you?
The man who said, press 0 to speak to the front desk. That man?
Front desk mean office. You call office.
What is that man doing right now, though? Is like my question. Is he normal?
You are our guest?
Yeah.
Which room you are in?
You like go in and you walk down and it's like 8. You know what I mean? Like my mom,
what?
She showed me how to like do it and like that's just what she told me to do. So that's the
room. What's your room number?
You get there and you like walk. You like turn left and you walk and you go down 8 and then that door you put the key in it. I think. Because my mom did it. So, it should be like that one. So is how do I talk to the because he sounded like a cool guy.
Who?
The man. He said, "Press zero to speak to the front desk." That man.
This is front desk in motel.
Oh, okay. But who is the original man? Is he just like, does he like sit there and like have to do it every time? Like, welcome to the front desk or whatever.
Right.
You're like,
can I help you, Dan? Can I help you?
I think you could like replace that man with a recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he has to do it every time then?
Every time we have recording.
Okay. So he has to sit there like press zero to get to the front desk. He has to say that every time.
Right.
Man, that just seems is he okay with that?
No.
Oh, can we like tip him? Or
huh?
He's really good at it, but I feel really bad for him.
What do you say?
Oh, because he's like, if you know the party of your extension, press number now. You know?
Yeah, if you want to talk to front desk, you have to dial 0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can I help you then?
So how do I get to the man who says that? How do I talk to him and, like, thank him? Because I don't think...
Fast.
Huh?
I don't understand you, sir.
The guy who picked up the phone and said... press 0 to speak to the front desk. Oh, that man?
This is front desk.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I heard some sadness in his voice. One more question, sir.
Bye.
Sir? Hello? Sir? 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 Sir?
Sir?
Sir? Sir? Sir? Sir? Sir? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's What the East Watchtower. Every...
September 1st.
2025. I have adjusted the things. I have a hard wall limiter, so now I can't blow out everyone's eardrums, I think. Ah! Oh, that probably still hurts. Oh, if you're listening to pumped up headphones, sorry.
Quit blinding us. Quit blinding us, please.
If I've blinded you orally, apologies. I'm sorry,
I have an
Arthur.
Idea.
All right, you speak to Deerfield Inn.
All right, cool.
Thank you for calling the Deerfield Inn. If you know your party's room number, please dial it now. To reach the front desk, press 0 or stay.
Do you want a room number?
Oh, no, the front desk is good.
Hey man, so this is a prank call and everything, but I do actually have kind of a serious question. I'm up here in the room and I just got back from a Diddy party and my hole is like really sore. Y'all got any Preparation H down there?
Like what?
Like Preparation H from a booty hole? I was at a Diddy party all night.
I didn't catch you, sir. What do you say? Really, what do you want, sir?
I was hoping to get some Preparation H sent up to the room. My booty hole is very sore. And I was hoping that maybe that would make me feel a little bit better.
You're calling the wrong number, sir. Don't call
again. I'm up here in the Deerfield. I'm up in the
room.
Where's the Deerfield? It's the inn. I'm in 7.
What? Eh?
Number 7. With a bullet. Like on the radio.
What room number?
Number 7. Like the 7 train.
107?
Take the 7 train to Brooklyn and you know what's gonna say. You know that song? You know that one?
No, he doesn't.
he doesn't know that song. Who the fuck doesn't know Take the 7 Train to Brooklyn? Come on, that's a classic.
I don't know that song.
That's definitely not something I just made up.
Wait, I kind of wanted to do like... Oh, okay, that's an idea.
Wait, actually, I wanted to start just say something really fast, just to, like, everyone listening. Satase was right.
Ah.
Say it with me, folks. Satase was right.
Satase was right.
Satase was right.
I don't know what these words mean, but if you're saying
he was right, though.
If you're saying them, maybe there's some merit to the whole darn crooked system.
Satase was right. All right, go. Rapid fire.
Oh, God. How do I rapid fire? Welcome to the show. I don't know how to rapid fire. I'm like Flintlock.
Yeah. Can I go next?
Sure. We're calling Germantown, Tennessee. Homewood Street.
Germantown, Germantown?
Yeah.
It's a great day at Homewood Suites, Germantown. This is Regina speaking. I'm assist you. Hello?
Hi. What's your guys' laws about smoking 710 in here?
About doing who?
What's your laws about smoking marijuana in here?
Not allowed.
Because it won't stink up your room because it's not weed-based, it's oil-based. It just smells like really strong weed, but it goes.
Yeah, they're still gonna.
I've been dabbing.
They don't allow that. They don't allow. Well,
I've been dabbing.
No vapes or anything. No vapes or anything allowed in here.
Man, I've been hitting my vape this entire time. Nothing has happened. It's just a vape. Am I gonna get a charge for that? I've been hitting the vape.
Yes, sir. You're gonna get charged for it. They smell it.
Man, it's just a vape. Why do you think it's marijuana? It's just a vape.
I didn't say that.
You know, one of those nicotine vapes.
I guess, but there's still no smoking in the hotel. You have to go outside.
I see you smoking.
Outside.
Yeah, it's raining over here. Hang up the phone.
You talking to me?
Hang up the phone. Yeah, hang up the phone.
You must have got the wrong number. Bye-bye.
Hang up the phone.
The phone was hung up by Regina.
Fuck Regina.
Austin, you gotta get, like, microphones, because yours is, like, and it hurts my ears. Oh, and I heard everyone else's ears, but this is to be expected at Whoopi's Watchtower every September 1st, 2025, with your host, Whoopi, and the co-host, James, Jimmy, Strug, Snugs, Scruggs. One of those. I'm not sure if any are made up.
Jimmy, James, Scrug, Strug, Snug.
Strug, Snug.
Struggin' on it. Struganona.
Right. I have an instant hang-up idea, but it's my show, and I'm allowed to do it.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It's Whoopi. We're very high energy.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites, Germantown North. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Oh, it's my turn. Hello?
Hey, Quality Inn and Suites, Germantown, help you?
Hey, how do I, like, check it if I'm scared of the number? Like, the room number? Like...
The room number?
Yeah.
What if...
Because I saw it, and I got real scared about it, and, like, I'm a little too scared to check it again. I don't know what's up with it. It just frightened me a good bit. At the hotel? At the Quality Inn and Suites?
Yes, sir. So,
yeah.
What do you need?
Because I'm in the room right now, and I don't know how to check my room number without looking at it. And, like, whenever I looked at it, it really scared me really bad. Like, I got really frightened about it. the room number? I'm in a room. I have a problem.
What happened to you?
Because I looked at it and it scared me. So I don't know how to check it without, like, looking at it and being scared. Is there, like, any way to do it?
You know your room number?
No, but I'm in the room right now.
What's your name? What's your name?
Well, I'm not, like, because it's my friend's room. And he's, like, an AOL friend, so I don't know. He's, like, I know his screen name. It's, what is it? It's, American Patriot 35 at AOL.com. We were discussing, like, American flags and stuff.
What's your
name, sir? Oh, my name's Gary or Steve, but...
I don't understand what you need or what you say.
Oh, because I'm in the room. I just don't know how to check the number without... Because it's scary. Like, I could look at the door again if that helps, but it's going to frighten me. I'm safe. I'm good to go. I'm safe. It's just... You know, like, whenever you watch a scary movie... Or, like, a scary story, like, oh, ghost, ooh. Like that kind?
Just take a nap, sir.
Take a nap?
You become good.
Okay. I'm going to look at it again, though. All right, I'm going to... Hold on. I can't do it. I can't do it. No way. That's too scary. Sir, it's too scary.
Too scary.
Oh, I had it very quiet. Welcome to the show, where we have sound effects I will never get sick of, ever. And we have the co-host, and we have the regular host, and we have Rosin.
I have Rosin, too, separately. It's like actual Rosin for getting high with.
The guy.
Is my mic better?
A little. Yeah, it's
a
just.
Little.
Are you familiar with the difficulties with your microphone? How it like makes that like.
Not really, because I'm on an iPhone.
Oh. Okay.
I have to go.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Bye. Just kidding. But I do want to go on the call.
Yeah. All right, we are calling
hotel.
Yeah, courtyard.
All right, cool.
Calling Courtyard by Marriott, Memphis, Germantown. For reservations, please press 1. For sales, please press 2. Otherwise, please press 0 to reach the front desk.
Thanks for calling Marriott Courtyard Germantown. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, man. I'm up here in the room, and I just had a question. Mm-hmm. I probably should have asked this a few hours ago because I'm probably about a half a pack deep. But
gotcha.
Is it cool to smoke cigarettes in the room as long as I'm blowing the smoke under the bed?
No.
Are you sure? Because, like, if I blow it under the bed, then the smell won't go anywhere. It'll just go under the bed.
I am 100% sure it is not allowed to smoke in the rooms. We have I believe it's a $120 smoking fee for each room.
For each room. So if I go in a different room and do it, I'm going to get charged again?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. But you're sure, like, they're going to know?
I am 100% sure we will know.
You're not
going
to smell it.
We will know.
The smoke doesn't have anywhere to go. It gets trapped.
Yeah, you're not allowed to smoke in the rooms. If you want to smoke, you're going to have to come outside to smoke.
Well, see, the last time I went outside, I saw something I really didn't want to see, and it kind of really upset me. And I'm still kind of in therapy over it. Really, just smoking under the bed.
Like, I'm sorry, sir. You cannot smoke in the building. This is a non-smoking
building.
Well, I mean,
I already have, so, like, I definitely can. You just don't want me to.
Okay, so... This is the things that are going to go. This is how it's going to go down. We're going to charge you a smoking fee, but if it continues, we're going to have to call the police and have you taken out of the building.
All right, but
So
we're gonna
go about it this way, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and give you the benefit of the doubt. Now you're gonna be charged. But we're gonna go ahead and stop it now.
Okay, so as long as I'm blowing the smoke under the bed, then we're okay. That's what you're telling me?
What I'm telling you is you're gonna be charged for smoking in the room. But if you keep smoking in the room, we're gonna call the police and have you put out of the building.
But why?
Because this is a non-smoking
building. You
just told
me I could smoke under the bed.
No, this is a non-smoking building.
You totally,
it does not matter where you blow it.
You said as long as
I
blow it under the bed, that's fine.
Sir, no more arguments. No more questions. You cannot smoke in this building.
Are you familiar with, like, the smoke buddy?
Okay, we're calling the police. We're going to have you actually
put out. Because I have one of those under the bed.
Police?
I named it Bonzi. That's my Bonzi smoke buddy. Smoking fat Bonzi buddy. You know what I'm saying? We're under the bed with Bonzi buddy smoking.
Okay, I'm going to jail twice.
Yeah, we're going to jail. We're all going to jail.
Ah, damn it.
Sorry.
This part of the country really likes
to... You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Hey, you're
really
going to jail.
They really like to threaten the police on you. Maybe I should call further away. Welcome to the show. Whoopi's going to jail forever at Whoopi's Watchtower with Whoopi and his co-host. Third person. That's interesting to do third person like that. Jimmy's Drugs. Or Scruggs. Some sort of Jimmy. Jimmy man. Every September 1st, 2025, at rogueserver.com. Where I am struggling to find a number to call. Welcome to the show. We're an hour in, so welcome. You're listening live at rogueserver.com, where you'll get to hear everything, including the cops breaking down my door and arresting me forever, and taking away my phone.
For calling Candlewood Suites Perry National Fairgrounds area. We truly appreciate your call and look forward to speaking with you. For reservations, please press 1. For group sales, press 2. For all other calls, press 0 or hold the line for the front desk.
Thank you for calling Candlewood Suites, Perry National Fairgrounds. This is Ricky. How may I help you?
Hey, Ricky. Are you allowed to blow smoke under the bed or not? Or is it even smoke? Hello? Or is it like fog? Or, like, because I get like fog?
For?
Oh, my room. Because I have a fog machine.
Oh,
yeah, but I don't know if it's like considered smoke or not. So I just want to like try it under the bed. A little bit?
The only issue is our, like, smoke detectors are super sensitive, so it might set off the building.
Well, it's kind of like a tobacco fog, I guess. It's, like,
you can try just, like, a little bit, but I wouldn't do a lot.
Okay. It's like...
And then I can,
like... Like a nicotine fog.
Huh?
It's like a nicotine fog machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
People vape in the rooms all the time, I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Because my buddy, I gave him my phone to call the other one, and he said he was blowing smoke under the bed, and then they said they're going to call the police. So I'm implicated in this, and I'm definitely going to jail forever, I think.
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm good?
No. It's fine. As long as you don't set off the alarm, you'll be fine. That's the only concern. And I can, if you call down and you let me know, I'll just tell everyone, like, oh, you know, it was just, it's false alarm. It was just steam from a shower.
God, you're such a cool lady. Like, thank you.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Can I, if I come down there, like, soon, can I give you, like, $50 or, like, $100 or something? For being, like, cool?
You don't have to.
Okay. Because I'm gonna try to figure this out. I don't want you to know it's me. Do I send a letter? Who do I send a letter to?
I mean, hey, you can just tell my general manager, like, hey, this person was cool.
Okay, do they, if I call back later, can I talk to them?
She'll be here in the morning, if you okay. want. She'll be here probably, like, at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
8:30, and I tell her a front desk lady was cool?
Yeah, if you want.
Cool. I'll tell her that. And I'll say she's okay. cool, she's awesome, and give her a raise. Like, is that
thank some... you, because I've been trying to get a raise.
Yeah. Thank you. What's your name? What's your name so I can say it at her?
Ricky. I'll be here in the morning, too, Ricky. So...
Okay. I'll try to do it. But if I'm... Because I like, sleep weird, so, like, I'm up... Mm-hmm. I'm up at, like, from... I sleep weird. Like, on the computer, it says I'm, like, at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And, are we allowed to, like, have a horse, or... Because I rode in on one? It's like a sleep horse.
Oh, I don't know about that one. She might say no to that, to having a horse in the building.
Okay, because I'm on horseback right now. I'm en route to the hotel.
I see.
Yeah. So, I have to park the horse elsewhere, or can I, like, park it in the parking lot? Giddy up! Alright, I guess I'll figure it out whenever I get there. It's no problem if I have to park the horse anywhere else and I just walk down there.
I don't even think it's legal to be riding a horse, honestly, out in public like that.
It should be. Yeah!
You know, I don't know.
So... Oh, there's a dog. It scared the horse. Okay, I'll figure this all out later. Thank you, Ricky. I love you. Oh, not only were you, like friend? I love my friends.
I
love Jesus. Most people, I don't believe in him, but I love the idea of him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
I believe he was a man... I'm not sure about supernatural. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too, Ricky. Bye.
All right, bye.
Ah! Welcome to the show where I'm not going to jail, Ricky has assured me.
Okay. Is my sound okay now?
Oh, I think you sound a little bit better. I didn't see your message. Ah! That's the wrong one.
Buckshot does.
I have an idea.
Okay. Oh, I gotta turn this way down.
If this one has, like, reservations, I want to talk to them. Okay. If not, I have an idea for them.
Perry National Fairground area located in Perry, Georgia. For reservations, please press 1.
Cool.
For group sales.
I'm pretty sure this just needs to do it.
Thank you.
Reservations.
Your conversation may be recorded for quality assurance. For privacy details, visit ihg.com/privacy.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for contacting our Holiday Inn Express, Perry National Fairground Area Reservations. My name is Tashana. How can I assist you today?
Hey, so I was trying to book a room on the internet, and I couldn't find the answer to the question that I had, so I figured I'd have to talk to somebody. I was trying to figure out, do y'all have, like, night-style rooms? Like, I know y'all have, like,
I'm sure there's like a king and a queen, but do y'all have night style rooms?
A night style room?
Yeah, like night style. Or maybe like a jester, like a jester room.
I'm not understanding, but let me just reach out to my colleague at the front desk.
For sure, for sure.
If that's available.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let them know.
Okay. And could you provide me with your phone number, please, just in case if we got disconnected?
It's 7. Just press 7 until you get me. It'll start ringing and you'll hear me.
7?
Yep. You just press 7 until it starts ringing, and then that's my number. It's my direct line.
Oh, okay.
All right. But it's okay. I'm here. I'm waiting. You don't hang up on me, you know?
Okay.
Don't fuck it up, as they say.
All right, so you're asking if we have, like, a night room available?
Well, like, no, like, night style. Like, you know, there's king rooms and queen rooms and all the rest, but because they're a night style room. Or even, I guess, like a jester.
Okay, let me just confirm. Give me a moment.
Sure, take your time. Got all night. If she comes back soon, keep playing the horse so I can say I'm riding there on my horse.
Okay.
This song is relaxing. Let's take a group nap.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me? Hello? I'm on my horse. I'm not looking for a number, I'm looking for a room, like for a night, like night style.
Uh-huh. For one night?
Yeah. Well, no, for a night.
Oh, yes, I have rooms available. Huh? Hello?
I don't know if you can hear that. I'm on my horse right now.
I'm
riding into town on my horse.
Call directly because I can barely hear you.
No,
I'm still here with you guys.
I can call the hotel directly. I can call the hotel directly. I have the phone number. I'm on the internet. Riding on my horse. I'll call you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty,
okay.
You.
Can you hang up? I can't hang up. I'm riding the horse and using the internet. Alright.
Hello?
Hello? She was supposed to hang up the phone. I am calling the hotel now about the night room.
Okay.
Can you hang up? Because I'm riding my horse and looking on the internet for the phone number.
Okay. Bye.
I'm a little distracted. Bye. We're calling that hotel back, and we're just going to get front desk. Because that's who that one lady was, and she said to call back, so...
Front desk.
Th- there's a special guest in my living room making me laugh because they're laughing at the things I'm saying.
Area located in Perry, Georgia. For reservations, please press 1. For group sales, please press 2. For all other calls, please remain on the line.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Did you want the horse sound?
Yeah, but make it slow down if you can. Like, I want to stop.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express Perry. This is Jordan. How may I assist you?
Hey, I just called. I'm just trying to get my horse to stop so I can, like, hear
it. Oh, it's okay.
So,
I hear
you know,
it now. That's great. I hear it galloping.
Right? For sure. Come on, girl. Let's take a breather. Take a seat. Let's stop there, girl. Let's go. Come on. All right.
Okay,
cool,
so
great.
What type of room were you looking for?
I was looking for, like, a room for a night. Like, you know, I know y'all have, like, the queens and the kings, but I'm looking for, like, a night-style room. Like
okay.
A room for a night.
Okay. So, what? Because we have, like, apartment style. Like, did you want a separate bedroom or?
Well, I just need a room for a night. I'm trying out for the Ren Fair.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I need a room that's going to be fit for a night. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So there needs to be, you know, like, I have to have a place to put my chain mail. And, like, a place for my sword. And, okay. I'm gonna need somewhere to put my horse, obviously. Do you all have, like, a stable or even a garage that the horse would be comfortable in?
We don't have.
Okay, so.
No, sir, we don't.
I could, like, you know, I could leave her up front. I would just need somebody to give her some hay, when I'm not around.
The thing about that, I don't think that we would be able to accommodate that because at night, we only have one person here, the person at the front desk. So I don't think that we would be able to. And plus, you said you need a place for your sword and stuff. Like, I just Googled it, what you're talking about, and I don't think
we can accommodate that. Right, like a night-style room, like a room for a night.
I see it. But I don't think so. No, sir. I don't think we'll be able to accommodate that. And what I'd be worried about most is your horse.
Right. So if I took care,
a lot
took
of
care
traffic
of everything
that goes...
and you came in and you didn't know that I had the horse and you didn't know I was the knight, you know, like if I came in and you didn't know, I could still get a room, though, like for a king or a queen, and there wouldn't be any guff. I could smoke cigarettes under the bed.
Well, you can't smoke cigarettes. We're not smoking hotels, so you have to go outside.
Yeah, but if I do it under the bed, then the smell won't go, like, it won't get out.
Well, if you get caught, all I have to say is, like, a $300 smoking fee. So
but the smell's not
going to
get out.
You want to take that risk or not?
Yeah, no. Us knights, we know tricks. We definitely know some tricks.
Okay.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, that all sounds really great. I really appreciate your help tonight. Hopefully I don't have to hide. I'm gonna call around and try and find an accommodating hotel, I suppose. I guess it's not easy out here for a night.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's okay. The Ren Fair's only for, you know, a few weeks. So
okay.
I won't have to live like this for too long. As they would say, I ain't living long like this. You know, as a life of a knight is very dangerous. I've had to duel. I had to duel last week. I came out of it unscathed, but my sword, it saw the flesh of another man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah. Absolutely. So before I go, I just wanted to say something. Like, I wanted to ask you a question. Like, this is unrelated to anything, but do you know, like, Fatboy Slim?
I don't.
You don't know Fatboy Slim?
Uh-uh.
Do you know Whoopi?
I don't.
Yeah. I feel like you and Whoopi and Fatboy Slim would all be, like, really good friends together.
Why do you think that?
I don't know, you just have a great personality, you have a great vibe. I think that you guys would really vibe, just, like, on a whole other level. And so maybe you know, like, obviously, if push comes to shove, this is going to be the hotel I stay at because y'all sound nice. But
okay.
If push comes to shove, maybe I'll come down there, Whoopi and Fat Boy, and we'll just, you know, we'll get to know each other, say hello.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful night, and hopefully I can get a room, you know, fit for a night. And like I said, push doesn't come to shove. But
yeah, I hope so too. Good luck.
Yeah, I hope I can find one where they have a breakfast buffet where the squires eat for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be really cool. So. That would be pretty sweet, you know.
Yeah.
Eggs for my men, okay. As it were.
I don't mean to rush you off the phone, but I have a guest coming up.
Oh, can I talk to them?
I have to check in. Oh, no, I can't let you talk to them. I have to check them in.
Oh, come on. I'm sure they would love to hear about, like, me and my knighthood.
I can't. I have to check them in, so I have to go. I'm sorry.
Well, tell them that I love them. Sir James of the Scruggs family.
Okay,
great. Thank you. I love you.
All right, have a good night. Love you, too.
Okay, I love you.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Hell yeah.
What a cool lady.
Yeah. That lady ruled.
She's great. Oh, I love Night Style, and I love smoking under the bed.
Yeah, I can't take credit for smoking under the bed. If you know, you know.
If you don't know, you don't go.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Whoopi's Watchtower with Sir James and... am I King or what am I?
That's King Whoopi and Sir James of Scruggs.
Sir James of Scruggs and King Whoopi are the Watchtower.
Would you like to buy a Watchtower with Whoopi on Monday, September 1st?
Thank you for calling. Super 8 by Wyndham, Perry, Georgia.
Ah.
Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
Thank you for calling the Super 8 in Perry, Georgia. If you know your party's extension number, please dial it now. Otherwise, dial 0 for the front desk. And if someone will...
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Hello, we are not available now.
Boo! Well, I can't stop the horse right now. I don't think that's legal. Ah!
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, National Fairgrounds area in Perry. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Happening. Turn that up. Turn this up. Oh, that's gonna hurt at my ears. It's a silence. That's weird. Bye. Oh, this is the silent part of the show where we take a moment of silence to remember about it. Did everyone take their moment? Good. Because we're not stopping. Oh, there we go. Welcome to the show, Whoopi's Watchtower. We have a clock-based horse. It's currently 9:29 and 30 seconds Eastern time. Wait, did I call these people? I hope not.
Thank you for calling Econo Lodge, Perry National Fairground Area. For new reservations, please press 1. For group sales, please press 3. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
That was weird.
Econo Lodge, Perry, Georgia. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm coming in, like, with my men. Do you guys have, like, night-style rooms?
What do we have?
Night style? Or, like fit for, like, a night?
I didn't understand what you're trying to say.
Oh, like a night style room? I'm gonna be staying in, like, a king style, because it's befitting my occupation. But my men, they need it, like, night style. We're coming in.
You're just coming, so I will have a discussion on that.
Okay, so we're going to be staying for a fortnight. So we come in, but you definitely have... We have about 20 men on horse. They need it night style, though. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's the reason I'm asking. What's the night style? I understand what you're trying to say, but it says, like, night style means you're talking about the room style or you're talking about something else?
Room style for my men.
We have a single bed, single king, double queen.
Okay. I'm a single king, but they're knights. Knight style. They need it like that way.
Okay, nightly you want, or you want like fortnightly or weekly?
Yeah, kind of like a nightly room.
We give somewhere, it daily, on daily basis.
Somewhere where they can hang up their armor and it won't be like too much of a burden.
Okay, when you're trying to come?
Well, we're coming out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, so it's going to be a couple weeks before we're able to get there.
Okay, that's fine. When you come here, just we can book you on, or you want to book in advance or whatever it is.
Okay. Well, we're borrowing a cellular mobile phone, so I guess we'll book when we get there, but we have 20 men.
Okay.
And
20 men.
Yeah.
So how many? So in a one bed, in a one room, there are two beds. So do they want?
So.
But well, one man will be sharing one bed, or one bed will be shared by two men.
Can we do, like, six nights to a room?
Yeah.
Okay, and that would be what? Oh, that's... math isn't... So it'd be four rooms for five nights?
Four rooms for five nights.
Because we have 20 nights.
Okay, 20 nights or five nights?
Well, it would be five nights per room. So that'd be four rooms with five nights each in the rooms, and then I would be in a king room with no knights.
Okay, so you want the four rooms and you want one king room, right?
Yes.
So total five rooms for...
Four nights.
How many nights?
That's four nights per five rooms. Or wait, was it... Can we do 10 nights for two rooms?
Okay.
For a fortnight?
Fortnightly you want to do?
Yeah, because we have... If we could put 10 nights in one room, and that'd be two rooms and 20 nights in those rooms, and then I'd be in a king room.
Okay.
I think... How many nights can we put in a room?
You can book for one month.
Oh. So... Because we have 20 knights here, and they've got armor and stuff.
Okay.
So if we can put 10 knights in one room, that or even 20 knights in one room.
Okay.
We have a sleeping.
When you want this one? When will be arriving?
It's hard to tell with the weather and all, and we are traveling on horse.
But then, what's your ETA? Is it, like, coming?
It could be anywhere from, like, 3 weeks to 5 months, depending on how the weather is. If the weather's bad, we're going to have to, you know, stay, like, we're going to have to camp out over winter. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh.
And I can get 20 nights in one room, and then I'd be in my own room.
Yeah, that's fine. But
and you said each room has...
When you are expecting to come? Are you coming in September, mid of the September, or...?
Maybe November or February, or February.
Oh, that's too far. Okay, so November or February, or you are just like...
It's hard
November
to tell
because
we're on horseback, me and my 20 knights. You said they only have two beds, but we do have sleeping mats and stuff, so I think that could work. We just roll out the sleeping pads for the knights.
Yeah, but the two beds, but they're the queen size, so it's like they can share the bed if they want, or if they don't want to share the bed, then you can have your own bed.
Do you have a night-style bed, or maybe...
You can go for the air mattress or anything, just like, you know, comfort.
And that's night-style?
Mm-hmm.
And how are the rooms shaped? Are they shaped like an L?
It's a big, pretty big size, so it's better. You can put it in.
So the knight can go like, what is it, like three down and one to the left or the right, I guess?
The rooms are pretty big. If you look at the online, we have like that size. Rooms and everything are size. It's a very pretty big size.
Because I think this is James's phone. We're going to mail it back to him when we're done with it. It just makes phone calls. And a fortnight is 2 weeks, right?
Say again?
A fortnight's 2 weeks.
Fortnight, yeah. Okay. Fortnight. So that would be in a month, that would be two.
And that'd be one room for 20 nights.
Yeah.
And then a king room for me.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and we'll arrive around February, I think, or maybe March or May. It's kind of hard
to
tell.
That's too long.
What would be, maybe November?
Okay.
I'm going to stop the horses right about here, and... All right, man, disembark. My men have disembarked. We haven't... Do you want to talk to one of the knights?
What knight?
Oh, I think his name's Jimmy. Jimmy, you want to talk to her?
Yeah, what up? It's Jimmy, it's James Scrugg of the Scrugg clan. I'm a knight. I'm here. We've been riding through town on the horses. I've been smoking PCP for the past 7 days, mixed with just a dash of peyote.
Okay. Can I have your phone number to be start with?
It's 7. You just press 7 until it starts ringing, and then that you get me.
I didn't get it. What were you trying to say?
It's 7. You just press 7. It's 7 times. Or 10 if you use the area code. So just 7, 10 times.
I don't know anything about that one.
You don't know how to press 7 on the phone?
No.
So you press 7 and you press it 10 times. And then the phone will start ringing.
Okay, but what does that... That doesn't come...
That's my phone number.
Because on my caller ID, it's not that
number. Yeah, that's fine.
That's a different number.
This isn't my phone. This is another James's phone. We're borrowing it. We're going to send it back to him in the mail. We paid him $75.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, it wouldn't come up with my phone. My phone's back at home right now. I'm living like a knight, so I don't have a phone.
Okay, that's fine then. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, wait, really quick. Do you know any places where the squires eat for free?
No,
we got a great group of guys.
Maybe
over
if you
here
call 911,
really
they will help you out.
Trying to get eaten. 911? That's for emergencies, lady. What's your problem?
Yeah.
But this isn't an emergency. We're just hungry. That's not an emergency. You sound
that's
fucking
what I'm
retarded
telling. Just call 911.
You sound like
if I call
idiot
7 times 777, why can't
problem
you just call 911?
I might be a knight from the 1800s, but I still know that 911 is for emergencies only.
That's fine.
The
they will handle all your questions.
Tell me where I can get a pizza for my man for free.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
just call 911. They will tell you what's
no
going
I should
on
call the non-emergency number, and then my men will eat for free because it won't be an emergency, and they'll tell me where the pizzas are free for the squires. You fucking idiot!
Oh. But why? Just do you want me to call the 911 so by that way it's easy to handle you? Don't go those guys.
If you call 911 for this, you are going to jail.
James,
they are going to put you in jail if you call 911 for
James,
this. 100%.
James, give me that phone.
No. Don't worry.
You
this
will
is all online bullshit.
They will send you to jail,
ma'am.
If you call 911 for some bullshit, you will go to jail. This is some bullshit.
It's okay. It's okay if I go to jail. That's fine. That's my problem. That's not your problem.
Go to jail then. Call 911.
Let them decide what's going on.
Call 911. Call,
let them know that you got a prank call.
What are you going
to
do?
You were too confused to do anything other than call 911.
Lady. James. Hello, lady. Hi, this is the... I'm the guy. Yeah. Hello? Hello? Okay, welcome to the show where this is the 10th 911 call. Or
the lady just called 911. She's going to jail. Oh, I'm sorry to anybody listening who's not used to people saying, like, mean words, and instead, you know, because here at the Whoopi Show, we care a lot about your feelings.
Yeah.
With that in mind, I have an idea for a call, because I care so much about everyone's feelings that it would be kind of nice if I could do a call about my feelings.
A call about your feelings?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express, Perry National Fairground area, located in Perry, Georgia. For reservations, please press 1. For group sales, please press 2. For all other calls, please remain on the line.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express Perry. This is Drina. How may I assist you?
Hey, so I have a little problem up here in the room. I think that my neighbor put some kind of poison in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through his trash and looking for something to eat, I hate to admit. And I found, like, a big cake in there, so I ate it. And I feel, like, really sick.
And what room number are you in?
Well, no, I was just thinking that, like, worst comes to worst, I'll just, you know, I'll take matters into my own hands. And there won't be a problem. It'll be okay. But I just... Have you seen anything or heard anything?
You can call 911 if you don't want to give me your room number.
Well, no. If it gets to that, like, you know, I've just been throwing up all over the room, and I'm really mostly just worried, like, am I going to get a cleaning fee?
Okay, can I get your room number and I can come check?
Well, no, I mean, like, you'll find it in the morning. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to clean everything up on my own. Like, okay. I'm talking, like, I got my squirt all over the ceiling. I had a bottle of squirt, and it's everywhere. Okay, oh, really?
She didn't like that.
It's soda. I'm not talking about urine.
Ah, welcome to the show where 911 has
Welcome to the show. Fuck your feelings.
A 911's in 10 days, I think. Welcome to Wuppie's Watchtower. Maybe we can agree with something with a hotel. Oh, I already called them. Or maybe a Chick-fil-A. Can we even talk to Chick-fil-A? Is that illegal? Oh, closed, allegedly. But that's what is to be expected at the Watchtower with Wuppy and Jimmy Struggs. Or Snugs. Or Scruggs? Am I allowed to say
it's
a B?
It's James, fuck your feelings, Scruggs.
With James, fuck your feelings, Scruggs. At Wuppy's Watchtower.
If it's
Thank
too
you
on
for
the
calling.
Nose, we're doing
Microtel
it anyway.
Inn and Suites by Wyndham. Perry, please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2. To modify an existing reservation or to speak to the front desk, please press 3.
This lady's always different. This one's going to be an instant hang-up, maybe terrorist watch list.
Microtel Perry.
Hi, Perry, can we just agree with something? Like, we might not get along on everything, but you know what 10 days is going to be, right?
I'm sorry?
You know it's going to be the anniversary of in 10 days, right?
Is this the wrong number?
Oh, no, this is the hotel? The Microtel?
Yeah.
If we gotta be on the same page, because if we're not on the same page, I'm not staying there. 9/11 was bad,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's in 10 days. So what the hell? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. All right, we're on the same page. That's good. Because, like, a lot of people say it wasn't, but it's bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw it on the news and it made me sick. And then I looked at the calendar and there it was. It's the first, so it's in 10 days. So, that's all.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay. As,
like American. It's good to know that he thinks 9/11 is bad. Welcome to the show, Wuppy's Watchtower, where we find out if people are truly American patriots, as we call the United States of America. We call across the country to random people, which is usually hotels. Why is there so much bed music? Jimmy!
Yes, hello?
I think it's your turn
Am I
now.
Going? Oh,
yeah.
No. All right. I don't really have any more ideas. I'm going to wing it.
Mess Western in Perry, Georgia.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy James Scruggs. I got a bit of an issue out here. I was in the parking lot. Me and my boys, we were doing some sick dick flips on our flip tricks on our skateboards. And my buddy broke his ankle real bad. And we took him to the hospital and got him fixed up and everything. And just like, who can I send the paperwork to for his medical bills? Because it happened on your property. You gonna cover that? You got insurance?
And you're calling West Western in Perry, Georgia?
Yeah, we were out there. We were doing some flip tricks. We were doing some slappies.
And you reported this to who?
Well, we went in to the walk-in, and they were asking for our insurance information, so we need yours.
When did this happen?
Oh, you know, about 3 hours ago.
No, I don't. You may have the wrong hotel.
No, I got the thing. I'm calling the right place. We were out there. We go out there all the time. We do slappies and the flip tricks.
No, you have the wrong hotel. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, we go back there. We do, my buddy kicked flipped the dumpster one time.
Goodbye.
I'm just trying to reach whoever's, like, human resources, I guess. All right.
Aw.
This bitch.
What a rude man. Lady. Welcome to the Lucky Show.
Welcome to the show.
Where we are an hour and 48 minutes in, and I have to pee.
Oh, it's almost time for another dab.
I have to pee really, really badly.
It's break time.
Oh, it's break time. But I don't even have any
play
music.
Play the new intro song.
Oh, I can play the new intro song, and that'll give me enough time to...
It's break time.
That'll give
new
me enough
time. New intro song. Break time. Make sure it's turned up loud.
Yeah, turn it
Ruin
up loud.
Ruin these people's ears.
Where is it? I don't know
what you did with it.
Did I? Oh, I copied. I put it in the music folder because it's music and not a phone call. This is what it sounds like. Oh, it's the wrong button. All right, I'm going on break.
Break time. Whoopee time.
Break time. Oh, see you in a little
see
bit.
See you in about 5-ish minutes.
About five, let me less than maybe.
5-ish minutes.
Oh. show. It's Puppy's Watchtower on September 1st, 2025. Every September 1st, 2025, you can listen to Wuppy's Watchtower with Wuppy and the co-host, Jimmy.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Oh, I don't have the bed music queued up. So, in the show, whenever I don't have the bed music queued up, there's a lot of silence. And I'm trying to fill that silence by saying words at the audience. Words, 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 words. Oh, can I even play this one? That was the Wappy theme earlier. I think I can play this. Welcome to the second half of the show. By virtue of having a break, there's a second half. We're going to continue for an indeterminate amount of time.
Thank you for calling the Scottish Inn and Suites in historic Perry, Georgia. If you know your party's three-digit extension, please enter it now, or you may dial zero to reach our front desk operator.
I'll transfer you now.
Are we able to, like, do it night style there?
Excuse me?
Like, night style?
I don't understand.
Oh, like a night would?
You need a room?
Yeah, like, night style. We're just looking for a place that would accommodate nights.
Yeah, we have a room.
Okay, and I can, bring my armor?
Being what?
I have plate armor.
I don't understand what you're talking about, sir.
Like a knight?
I have a room for you, no problem, but I don't know what you're talking about, armor.
Oh, knight style. Oh, like a knight would? Like that? I have a horse.
What? Horse?
Yeah.
Horse cannot go in the room?
Yeah, like a room for my horse, like night style?
No, horse don't have a room. Horse can stay in the parking lot in your truck.
Cool. But can we get... Can I give the horse... Because I don't need, like, a bed or anything.
So what did you say?
I was thinking I could give the horse my my sheets and my pillow. Is that cool?
I don't understand you, man. Just come down to the office. Maybe you can talk face to face. Maybe I understand you.
Okay.
I never have that kind of question.
Oh.
Nobody called me for like that.
Oh, should I take my helmet off before I come down there?
Yeah, you come down and then we go.
Or can I flip my visor? Because it like protects me from like sword strikes.
What?
Oh, my armor.
I don't know what is your armor, my friend.
Oh, it's like plate armor. It's like shiny.
You just come down, my friend, if you want a room. Otherwise, don't call here.
Okay, thank you. We can do it night style if we stay there.
Cool. I'm going to take a bong rip, but I'd like to do that on the phone.
All right, let me get you a... Maybe I should go somewhere where it's, Should I go somewhere where it's legal? Or go somewhere where it's illegal?
Eh, don't really matter to me. Legal or illegal, I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I like to smoke weed.
Puffin' trees.
Puffin' trees, burning.
Burning herb.
The music is...
Smoking fat doinks. Out here in Amish. I want it night style out here in Amish. Smoking huge doinks out in Amish. Getting it night style in Amish.
Calm Days
in a Suite. Hey, hang on just 1 second. I gotta rip this bong.
Okay.
Go hang up. I'm almost done. Hold on. All right, what up? It's your boy Jimmy. I'm up here in the room right now, and I just wanted to know what your policy was on, like, vaping in the room.
Well, we really don't like for you to.
Yeah, hold on, I'm taking another bong rip.
Right, we really don't like for you to, but as long as it's vaping with a regular vape.
Well, it's a dry herb vape.
Is it THC?
Yeah, it's for flower.
Okay, yeah. Well, I probably...
Is that not cool? Can you smell it, though? Because, like, I've been doing it for the past couple hours. I've been getting fucking annihilated. Litty like a titty, as I like to say.
Yes, sir. We prefer you do that outside.
But if you can't, like, you can't smell it, though, right? Because I'm not far from the front desk. Like, y'all would smell it by now, for sure. You can't smell anything?
I can't, but I'm so used to smelling it that even if
right
other
on.
People can smell it, I can't.
Do you want to come down here and take some bong rips?
I don't know. I appreciate it, but...
All right. I got some... That's fucking crazy weed. It makes me fucking... Makes me want to write graffiti in the hotel room, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the walls in the bathroom. What's a policy? Like, if I bust a fat hand style on, like, the mirror in the bathroom. Like, if I'll write the name of the hotel, and I'll write your name.
Well, for writing on it, but, like, what...
Well, like, I got a couple of different mops. Like, I got one that's mad drippy. Like, it's, like, super, super drippy. I got one that is actually, like, an etch marker. So, like, it's not actually any, like, color or anything. What it does is it basically, like, burns into... It's for, like, glass. So, like, it, like, burns the glass. Like, it burns the word into the glass. Like, nothing catches on fire or anything. It's a chemical burn. Like, it's not... Not hot. It's just like, you know, it leaves a permanent mark that you can't erase. You have to just get a whole new thing.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, y'all. I'm dead serious. I put it on like bus stops and stuff. It's pretty sick. You're like, you can't buff it. You just need a whole new bus stop.
Okay, what room are you in?
Are you trying to take bong rips?
Do what now?
Are you trying to take bong rips?
Because no,
I can come down. We can take them outside. I know you wanted to go outside to do them. I mean, I haven't. You know, it's not like I hit the. It's not like I hit the fucking mirror or the shower or anything like with the edge. I'd be more respectful than that. I figure y'all are gonna clean it. That's kind of a dick move to do, like in the room. I mean, maybe outside on one of the windows. Or if there's any bus stops nearby. Like I said, it's good on a bus stop. It looks real good. And you can, like, burn over people with it easy. Like, if there's somebody you don't like, you can just fucking... Just completely fuck them up. Like, their tag is gone.
Okay, well...
You know. You gotta be careful with beef, though. Because, like... You know, when you're beefing with people, even if it's over letters, like, some people take it way too serious.
Well, you have a good night, sir.
Yeah, no, I mean, straight up, like, I hope that you have a great night. And, you know, like, if you see me going down there tonight and I'm all, like, dressed up in black and everything, like, just, you know, give me a nod. Let me know what's up. We'll get the bong out. Because we're burning it up tonight. We're going to be doing mad throwies all downtown. And okay. We're going to be having a real nice time. I got the Xanax ready. Xannies. I got like 2 dozen cans of Rusto. Like, I had about like a half ounce of reefer. And we're going fucking ham bananas on it.
All right. Well, y'all have fun. Y'all enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's straight up. What are the cops like around here? Are they cool?
Not really.
No, they suck? All right. That's cool. We'll be careful. What's your name?
My name is Diane.
All right, Diane. I'm going to let them know that you're my mom. If anything happens, and I'm going to give them this number. So just like, if you get a call later on, just, I'm sorry, officer, I'll be down. And you don't even have to worry about it. Like, we got somebody coming down, but you know, we gotta keep things anomalous, as I like to say.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, as long as you got a straight up plan, you should be good.
Oh yeah. No, We've done this plenty of times. I've got my whole crew. We've got lookouts, and you know, we got people going to be filming for Instagram, for the gram, and it's going to be a really good time. We've got a couple political messages we're going to put up. Like, we're just going to draw a picture of Trump, but he's going to be like a big dick. Like, it's just going to be a big penis. And we're thinking, like, we want to put that somewhere highly visible, so we've got a couple ideas, so we'll be, you know, but we'll come back probably smeared in paint, and, you know, nobody saw that, basically, what I'm trying to get at. Nobody saw the paint.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. Y'all are very accommodating. I really appreciate it. Like I said, we got the Xannies up here, so I'm really just big chilling, and I'm ready to start climbing shit. Like, I'm ready to just like risk it all, pretty much. We're gonna go like over the highway, heaven spot style, and should be pretty great.
All right, well, y'all enjoy yourself and y'all have a good night, and if you get arrested, don't forget Diane at the front desk.
Right, Diane. That's my mom.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, you have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. Well,
yeah, totally. I'll be asking you if you want to take bong rips.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Hell good yeah. Night. Let's go take some bong rips, and you can get up too. Anyone can get up. It's for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, anyone can get up.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and I'll spread the message for you.
You could write, you know what, I thought of a really cool graffiti name for you.
What's that?
You could write Fat D. Think about how cool that is. And then if anybody knew that it was like, that's Diane, that'd be so cool. Like, oh shit, that's Diane, Fat D, rolling.
Oh my God. Thanks for the entertainment tonight. I needed that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you should start tagging. I think you should start writing Fat D. Like, I think that you could get a sick hand style going on a Fat D. I'm going to throw one up tonight for you, so be on the lookout. Probably be off the highway.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for everything tonight, Fat D. That's fucking sick. You're a real gangster, and I'm not going to forget you, especially if I get popped tonight.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, big dog. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, peace.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Fat D.
That's the second I love you. Shout out to Fat D all day, baby.
He's fucking hustling up in these streets. What a cool lady. I've made a remark of her phone number. I've written cool lady right next to it. Shiggity shiggity shwo. Am I allowed to say that, or is it like a...
I mean, I could say whatever you want, I suppose.
It's free speech. Oh, I think...
Free speech, motherfucker.
Yeah. .com. That's not my website.
.com.
But we are on Rogue Server with Whoopi's Watchtower with Whoopi and the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Ah, shoots and leaves. Where the heck am I? Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. And you are, a hero.
You're a hero if you're listening to the Whoopi show.
Yeah.
You're a real champion.
A champion.
For prank calls.
Oh, that's something I want to do. I'm not sure if it's scary. That's too many rings.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Budget Inn, located in historic Millersville, Georgia. If you know the extension of the party you wish to speak to, please dial it now. If you do not know the number, or wish to speak to the operator, please dial 0, and the attendant will be with you momentarily. Thank you again for your call. I'm sorry, that extension is busy or there is no answer. Please try your call again later, and thank you again for your call.
Interesting. That's what happens when you get close to your microphone. On the Whoopi Show with Whoopi. And the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Calling the United States of America, Whoopi's Watchtower is a national show. But can we move to international? These are the questions that have no answers from your host, Whoopi.
We are an international show because Carthor listens.
We are an international show with our listener,
Carthor. Listens.
And if you're from abroad, any other country, connected on the World Wide Web, to rogueserver.com/Whoopi, welcome.
Once a week on the weekly Whoopi Watchtower on Monday or Wednesday or September Day.
Every September 1st. 2025.
I can tell them it's September 1st.
Oh, I hit the button. Too soon.
And I'm North Jefferson, I could help you.
Hi, how do... Am I able to, like, maybe literally, but preferably metaphorically, take a bullet for you guys?
I'm sorry?
Like, take one for the team, like, take a bullet for you? Like jump out in front like a Secret Service guy? You know what I mean?
No, sir.
Like, use myself as a shield for the hotel?
Okay.
I could do it, like, physically, but I'd like to do it, like, metaphorically. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh, like if someone was, like, coming at you, I'd, like, defend you.
Great. How can I help you?
So, am I allowed to do that? Because I stay there all the time, man.
Okay. All right. Good night. Thank you.
I love you. That was the question. He's being very weird and evasive about it.
All right. I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You try it, I think. Unless you don't want to.
I have a couple ideas.
Oh, I can turn this down.
Thank you for calling La Quinta Inn and Suites by Wyndham, Milledgeville. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
I'm sorry, the party you are trying to reach has not set up voicemail on 4.
You heard it here first, folks. They haven't set up a voicemail on 4. So if you are calling 4, they don't have voicemail ready yet. James, what do you think about this? New revelation.
I think I'm entirely too stoned. I have 3 ideas. I'm going to do them all at once.
Anthony Millersville, this is Benny. How can I help you?
Welcome to the show. Can you turn your volume up? I can't hear you at all. Can you talk louder?
Anthony Millersville, what can I do for you?
Oh, thank you. So, this is a prank call, but I actually do have a serious question.
All right,
so I'm coming down there later, and I was just wondering if you had, like, a decaffeinated coffee for dogs?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, anything with CBD for dogs?
No.
Alright, nope. Alright, are dogs allowed in the hotel?
Dogs are allowed in the hotel.
Alright, and it's going to be cool if I give them decaffeinated coffee and CBD?
If you want to kill them.
I'm not trying to kill him. Like, the CBD's fine. It's 4 dogs. The decaffeinated coffee and CBD for dogs.
Alright.
I was just wondering if y'all had any down there on your own.
No, sir.
Alright, cool. Well, I'll see you when I get in there. What's your smoking policy like? Like, if I smoke under the bed, it's fine?
Completely non-smoking. Smoking charges cost $500.
As long as I smoke under the bed, it's fine?
Oh, no.
Alright, but, like, if I smoke under the bed, you're not gonna know. So it's fine?
Oh, no.
It's fine if I smoke under the bed.
If you smoke under the bed and we don't smell it, go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because, like, if you smoke under the bed, it won't smell. Like, the smell gets trapped under the bed, and then you can't smell it.
Sure.
Like a trap on the bottom side of the mattress. Absorbed. What is your policy on, like, vaping? Vaping dry herb?
No dry herb.
No dry herb vaping?
If we smell anything like smoke in the room, it's a $500 charge.
Alright, what if I get it a little wet first? I got some
Boss
squirt
man,
from the
like
store.
You got something better to do.
Something better to do right now? I'm asking these questions because I'm coming down there.
Well, these questions don't make no sense.
I just want to make sure. They make perfect sense. I just want to make sure things are going to be cool when I go down there and I don't get in trouble for being me. What your problem is.
Alright, hotel policy is if we are suspicious or we catch you smoking in the room of anything of any type, it's a $500 charge.
If you're
charge.
Suspicious, you should be the one who's getting investigated.
Well, I'll be sure to call a buddy of mine to come in.
Hey, your buddy? You're calling him Buddy? His name's Buddy? Can I talk to Buddy?
I have a couple. You want to talk to Buddy?
Yeah, totally. Can I talk to Buddy?
Sure. Call the Millersville City Police Department and ask for Buddy Rogers.
And I'm Buddy Rogers. Why are you going to call the cops, man?
Well, hotel policy states that if we catch you smoking or suspicious of you smoking, we call the cops. And if they feel like you've been smoking, there's a $500 charge.
Yeah, but if you are acting suspicious, then you're the one that they should be investigating.
I'm not acting suspicious, but are we suspicious?
You just said you were going to, if you have suspicions, if you're suspicious, if you were suspicious, then they should be investigating you. You know what I'm saying? If
I've
you're suspicious, then...
I'm pretty sure they get bored of that.
All right. I mean, you sound like a straight-up guy. I'm not trying to, like, wreck your day. I'm not trying to take a shit in your Sunday or nothing like that. I'm just trying to, like... You know, like I said, I'm trying to see if I'm going to get in trouble for being me. I probably shouldn't tell you that. I'm in town just bombing through, like, throwing up graffiti in as many towns in America as I can. I'm trying to go all country. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds fun.
Like, it's super fun. Like, I think everyone should try it at least once. But I'm not going to tell you anything about any of that. You see some new graffiti around in the next couple of days, and, you know, that's cool. What do you think about graffiti? Do you like it?
Don't bother me a bit as long as it's not my house.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you don't do the house. You just do, like, the buildings, businesses, and places that are abandoned. Hotel rooms sometimes if you're drunk. And we getting drunk tonight. Gonna be a real drunk night. Glug, 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 as I like to say. Glug, glug. And we crush up Xanax, or we put it in the drink with the purple stuff. Call it a Candyland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ever freestyle rap? You ever throw down some bars? You got bars? No, you don't got bars?
No, I'm a little too old for bars.
Oh, no, you're never too old for bars, bro. Zannies or raps. Well, I just gotta say, the last hotel we called with all this bullshit was more fun. But, yeah, hang up the phone.
Thank you. Hey, you have a very good night. Don't get in no trouble.
No, no trouble, never. None of this shit's real.
Oh, what a nice man. Oh, is it still going?
Hung up, but he's so a bimbo.
All right. Do we call the police?
He wants to call Buddy down at the station. He wants us to call Buddy. Give Buddy a call.
We could
what
call Buddy.
How the fuck am I supposed to get up here?
Welcome to the show, Buddy.
Welcome to the show.
Buddy is the policeman. I don't think we should call a policeman.
No, I don't think we should call policemen ever, really. I think that if hotels call policemen and they show up and we talk to policemen that way, it's a little different, but...
Welcome to Whoppy's Watchtower.
I don't think we should ever be calling the police.
Where we try to avoid calling policemen, but we've had 911 called on us at least 17 times tonight on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm Whoppy. My co-host is Jimmy Scruggs. And we host Whoopi's Watchtower.
James if you're nasty.
Yeah. Vanilla Gorilla on the Streets, September 1st, 2025.
Vanilla Gorilla.
What the hell am I doing here? I'm calling a hotel. Oh, I need to turn this down.
Thanks for calling. He's in Millersville. Happy to help you.
How do you do it? Like to throw one up in a room?
I'm sorry?
Like throw up? Because I went through the garbage.
Yeah. Somebody threw up in the garbage?
Yeah. Like I found a bag like in the garbage and had vomit in it. Is that like okay?
Okay. Where is this at?
Like in the dumpster, I guess, or wherever the trash is.
Okay.
Yeah, like I was poking through all these bags, and one of them had just old rotten food in it and stuff, and the other one had vomit.
Okay.
It was like a bag inside the bag, and it was like filled with vomit. And it got on my hands and stuff. So I don't know if I like touch stuff like getting back into the hotel. Is that like a fee associated with it, or is that like normal? Because I don't want to wipe it on my pants. I just washed. They're like brand new pants, and I just washed them.
Okay.
So, do I like wipe it on a hotel man, or I don't know.
I mean, you can find something to wipe it on, but I mean, we're not going to charge you.
Okay. Look, if you give me permission, only if you give me permission, I won't do it without your permission. Could I wipe my hands on like your pants? Not weird or anything. I just like
no.
If I, no? Welcome to Wuppie's Watchtower, where we wipe waste upon workers' wardrobes. I'm Wuppie with Jimmy Scruggs, and we're calling hotels. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppie. Jimmy, do you want to do this call?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, we have a Mumble. Join the Mumble.
There is Mumble. Mumble.rogueserver.com.
You can join it.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Millersville.
What's up, man? I just had a question about my room. I was wondering if I could get it night style.
A night style?
Like night style, yeah. Like I'm participating in the Ren Fair this weekend, and I was just hoping I could get my room night style.
All right, let me check on that. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, man. Don't leave me hanging. A night never waits.
And horses?
No horses.
Okay.
Do you have a Wilhelm scream?
Somewhere. I have to find it.
Hey, I wish you could find it really fast so that I could have a duel with a stranger and then get him off my back.
Uh-oh.
When this guy comes back. If this guy comes back. I don't want to spoil the funny surprise, but we have to collaborate because I don't have the sound.
word?
Man eaten by alligator. I'm not sure if he's going to come back.
I don't think he's going to come back either.
We're muted to him.
Yeah.
I'll hang up in 5 seconds. Bye, we love you. Okay, I'm gonna live on the air editing. I'm gonna get the Wilhelm scream out of the original sound effect, and you can hear the original sound effect if you've never heard it before. The entire recording was recorded on film, optical sound effects. That's how they did it back then. They had optical sound effects, and it was how you get stuff done. All right. This, my whole sample thing is a mess. Okay. Welcome to the Wuppy Show, where we do live on the air audio editing. In quotes. All right, I'll play it. I'll play the entire thing.
A man getting bit by an alligator and he screams.
You can hear the original.
Okay, right.
The first one you did up here was much better.
Ow!
No, not an owl. A real scream of pain. Ow!
You heard it.
There it is.
That's the second one.
Ow!
All right. So do you want the class?
Oh gee, the real deal. Yeah.
And I have it in a music program, so wait, I can make it an instrument.
Oh, I should fall off my horse. Alright, well maybe don't do that with it. Maybe just leave it normal. That's fun, but... Okay, Whoopi.
Welcome to the Whoopi Show.
Welcome to the show.
Whoopi Watchtower. Welcome to the show. There's no call. It's just, It sounds familiar. Oh, this is, We do this one. I'll turn this down. I've been turning it down every time, and I'm just... Now remarking on it.
Thank you for calling OYO. Press 1 to make a new booking.
Am I talking?
Press 2 for assistance on your existing booking.
Alright.
Press 1 to make a new booking. Press 2 for assistance on your existing booking.
Thank you so much for calling OYO. My name is Krish from Super Inn and Suites. How may I help you today?
Hey, I'm up here in the room, and I was just wondering if you'd like to go get some pizza with me?
Sorry, sir, could you just repeat?
Oh, I want to go get some pizza, and I don't have anyone to go with. I was hoping you wanted to come with me.
Sir, you are in the property itself?
Yeah, I'm up here in the room. I was just hanging out. I got kind of hungry, but... I'm pretty lonely, and I was just, I don't know, I was hoping maybe you wanted to go get some pizza with me. We can hang out and talk about comic books and maybe some cartoons.
Sir, we are OYO reservation desk.
Is
so
there anyone
like
down there who'd want to go get some pizza with me? Can I make a reservation for that?
Sorry, sir, could you please repeat?
Oh, is there anyone down there right now who'd want to go get some pizza with me? And maybe play pinball. We could play some pinball, and like I got some comic books. We could read some comic books. Like I'm really just looking for people, to, you know, be my friend. Like kind of lonely, you know. I don't really have many friends, and I don't really know what to do or how to do it. So I figured I'd spend a night in the hotel and see what happens. But nothing's really been happening. I've just been up here in the room, you know, smoking cigarettes under the bed so you guys don't catch me. And you know, I was just trying to branch out now. The cigarettes gave me some courage I don't want to say liquid courage, because I don't drink. You don't drink a cigarette. It's courage that goes into your lungs. It's like a oxygenic courage. We can look it up in the dictionary together. Do you ever look things up in the dictionary for fun? Hello? Miss Front Desk? How do you spell that, by the way? Is it just front desk, like, or is it a couple different K's or a Q even? I realize I don't know much about you. Hello? Whoopi, are you there? Did everything die? Am I dead?
Oh, you're good. She just isn't talking.
Right.
Oh, okay. She hung up.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome
to
the
show. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah. She just now
How
hung
long
up.
Ago? Oh, okay, now.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She probably
okay.
pressed the button earlier. I think that was a call center.
Probably. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. This is What the Watchtower. September 1st, 2025. Oh, shit, that's loud.
It's the Whoopi webinar.
Yeah. All right, you get to try again.
Thank you for calling the Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Milledgeville. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. To make a reservation, please press 4. For the general manager, press 5. To speak to a guest service representative, please press 0 or remain on the line.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Fairfield by Marriott in Milledgeville. This is Val. How can I help you?
I think he... Hey, you're... Pick up the phone, guy. He just called. I picked up the other line.
Hello?
Oh, what was that?
I was told... I was instructed to pick up the phone. I don't know what we're doing or what's going on, but he told me to pick up the phone, so I picked up the phone. And now we're here. He's trying to chill. We're taking fat bong rips up here.
Is she there?
Fatty bong rips. Oh, yeah. She's there. She's getting ready. She wants to come smoke weed with us.
Like this?
We're totally gonna get laid.
Does this sound like it?
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like, actually.
Or lower?
It doesn't sound very good in my ears.
It's over the phone, so...
I don't like that. It is over the phone, but... You know. I have two phones up in my ears.
Uh-oh.
Told me to pick up the phone. I didn't know which one.
Ah, welcome to the show.
Oh, no. I'm gonna fall out the window.
No! Don't do it! Don't do it! No! No! You fell out the window.
Yes, I'm gonna do it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1, I'm falling.
No!
Yeah.
Welcome to the show where Jimmy fell, and I am mourning his fallen. Oh, Kroger. We can call Kroger.
Damn it.
Oh, do you have hotel ideas?
No, I don't. I'm mad at the fucking... What? Hello?
Hi, how can I help
Hello?
You?
Oh, it's a goddamn Krogbot.
Are you a fucking robot?
Fuck shit piss, fuck
Come
shit
on.
Piss.
Give me a person.
Can you tell me a little more about what
Fuck.
You need help with?
Fuck! Fuck!
I'm looking for
Fuck.
The glory hole in your bathroom.
The pharmacy is... Sorry, I didn't get that.
The pharmacy.
I still didn't get that. Can you leave a voicemail?
Fuck.
Sorry, I didn't get that. If you'd like to do anything else,
say shit, yes, fuck, bitch.
Human, store, storeman.
Customer service.
I still didn't get that. For main menu, press 1. Otherwise, hang up.
Oh.
Press 1.
I'll press 1.
Okay, what else can I help you with?
Press 1.
Human!
Press 1.
Talk to the store.
Press 1, you bimbo. Press 7. Okay, we're getting somewhere now.
We conquer the crockbot.
Thank you for calling us. Recovered. This is Josh speaking.
Oh, hi. I'm speaking to you.
Hi.
We defeated the crockbot, so are we good to go for that?
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
Like, you guys have the crockbot for the telephone, right?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not understanding what you're asking.
Because I lost a shoe out there. So...
Hello?
Hi. I lost a shoe out there. So, like, am I allowed to come in?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, am I allowed to come in?
Yes, you can come in.
I have one shoe, though.
We close in 15 minutes.
Okay, so I can come in with one shoe?
Oh, one shoe. Yeah, I really don't care.
Okay.
It's completely fine.
And, it's not scary there, right? Because I was looking at it, and it, like, I'm going to look at it again, but I might get scared. Hold on. Oh, that's scary. I'm a little scary, so. I don't know what to do. All right, that's normal. Thank you. James, you want to speak to her or no? Or him? I don't... Are you her or
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I can talk to the lady.
Oh.
I can do that. It's good.
They hung up. Dodged a bombshell with that.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It was me. That call sucked, and you can hear this live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. But, you know, hitting a scream button at her was pretty good. Oh, at the robot lady.
It's almost 11 o'clock, Whoopi.
It is. What does that mean?
It is. I think it's time you read your Patreons.
Thank you to the Patreons.
Thanks for keeping the lights on. I'm going to read the Patreon list this week. Thank you for supporting Whoopi at patreon.com. You really help support the show and make sure that we continue to do prank calls here for you every Monday, September 1st, 2025 on the Whoopi Watchtower.
With Whoopi and...
James Scruggs.
Live at rogueserver.com.
The Patreon list is as follows.
All right, let me read it out.
Thank you to...
And thank you to, and thank you, and
big ups to all of the Matthew.
And thank you to. And thank you, too. Thank you for listening. We're going to do some more, little more calls, and we're going to wrap it up. Like one or two more calls. Poor Porson. Thank you to Medicine Dog and Junior Rat, definitely, and the Pit Pig.
Support the show at patreon.com/JuniorRat.
It's
a
real
URL.
That's
totally a real link, and definitely not something I just made up.
It's all real here at Whoopi's Watch Tower.
It might be real.
Recorded live, and I have a...
Everything's real.
Yes, it's all real. And... Oh. We have a message from one of our patrons. It's... So, thank you.
Oh, what a guy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I've had a bad idea for... Oh, okay, the gym's closed. Because you hear about gyms a lot.
Oh, gym's closed. Call a gym that's open.
I'll call a gym that's open.
Ask them if they have pizza.
Because, like, it's real. It's real concerns. Cancellations.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness of Clemson. For membership information, please press 1. If you are currently a member and would like to speak with a member services representative, please press 2.
Is it going to ask me for a number? I've never called the gym before. There's no research. It's all live.
Baby, go plan a bit of Clemson. Mimi, I can help you.
Hey, Mimi, how do I, like, it cancels, so how do we do that?
I'm sorry, do what? I couldn't hardly hear you.
Oh, for cancel, or, because I heard about it, so.
You wanted to cancel your membership?
How did, is that, like, a normal way? Do I just, like, call on the phone about it?
Normally they request you to come into the, you come into the club, or you can send a certified letter.
Certified letter?
Yeah.
Is there, like, an expedient way to do it? Or, like...
Is this considered your home club?
I don't know. I'm new to the area, so no. I'm from, Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
I just moved
You're
here.
You're far away from home.
Yeah, so if I had to go there, I'd have to, like, take an airplane or a boat or something.
Oh, wow, yeah. I would go on your Planet Fitness app. And this is pretty what I would do. I would go on your Planet Fitness app and find your home club and get their number and call them and see if they'll let you do it over the phone, because it's different for, you know what I'm saying? Because if this was your home club, I would just say, come on in and we'll do it here. But
yeah.
Being that this is not, you know, just call them and see if they'll let you do it over the phone. If not, you might have to send a certified letter to them.
Okay. And if I can, they don't accept the letter or anything. What is, like, what rule can I break to get immediately expelled forever? Can I, like throw the weight around or something, or what?
You're funny. You're, like, wanting to break a rule so you get thrown out.
Yeah.
Do you not like us that much?
Oh, it's because I'm, like, I got, like, a home gym now, and, like, I changed my name to Gym, so I got all my gym, you know, I get it all covered.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it.
So
that's,
I, like,
funny.
I, like, throw weights around or whatever, or like a frisbee.
Maybe.
Okay. So
maybe I don't know, but if you do that, I would do that there, not here.
Okay.
Please.
You have, like, an enemy. You have an enemy location I can do it at. You seem like a nice enough lady.
But yeah, we really don't have, like, rival Planet Fitnesses, you know, like we go up against. But, you know, in our little area, we have, like, 4 gyms in our region. So as long as you go outside of that region, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I would call your home gym and see if they'll go ahead and cancel it over the phone for you.
All right. Thank you. I'll call Jim. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Lady. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye. Welcome to the show where we advocate for consumer rights live on the air, which is a good thing.
That gave me an idea, and I was hoping I could have a gymnasium.
All right, do you want another Planet Fitness somewhere?
Yeah.
Because Planet Fitness is, notorious for doing that.
They're notorious, all right.
Yeah, and not in a B.I.G. way either. But they do have the millionaires. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness of Seneca. For membership information, please press 1. If you are currently a member and would like to speak with a member services representative, please press
We're sorry. The request cannot be completed at this time. Here at Planet Fitness, you provide a judgment-free zone where members enjoy...
I don't know what I did.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Jared. How may I help you?
Hey, Jared. How's it going tonight?
Say that again.
Hello? Hey, Hello? Jared. How's it going tonight?
I'm Hello? Doing all right.
Hello? Oh, good, good. All right. Well, just I had a quick question. Do you know how much it would cost to cancel my membership for an extended period of time?
To cancel your membership, do you have over like, do you have over fees or anything like that?
Like for
do you
an
owe
extended
money?
Period of time. No, I don't think so. I pay on time and everything. I had kind of a negative experience earlier. This guy asked me if his jeans made his dick look big. And
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I just want to know how much it would cost to cancel for, like, if I wanted to cancel for, like, five years all up front, how much would that cost?
To cancel for 5 years? I don't think you could cancel for that long, but I could probably freeze your account due to harassment.
All right. I'm going to look into this one further, but I wanted to touch base tonight before I speak to my legal counsel. And
yes, sir, that's
but
all
I
right.
just I wanted to get it kind of you know, get an idea for how much it's going to cost to cancel my membership for an extended period of time.
Well, I would go ahead and let you know that I can either freeze the account or I could go ahead and cancel the membership. And with that being said, you can come in, and with our rates, they're only gonna get cheaper the further that we get down the road. So you can just get it like
right.
the membership back. You can reactivate it then.
Well, like I said, I gotta talk to my people, but I don't know, there is something you could do that might like cheer me up at least if you're
yes, sir,
you know
course,
open
man.
To that. Do you think you could just, like, run the Lunk alarm for, like, maybe, like, 30, 45 seconds, maybe even a whole minute? Like, right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Oh, he hung up. He hung up immediately.
Oh, what an asshole.
Fucker. What a fucker. God damn it, son of a bitch.
Oh, what an asshole.
Okay. Do we do another call to close out the show, or...
Yeah, I mean, you can do it with last call. That was crushing, but he got me. He got me real good.
I kind of want to try the dumb idea, but I know it's not going to work, but that's what you get on the Watchtower with Whoopi, your host. Do you remember the idea?
I mean, he was telling me it was going to cost me money to cancel for 5 years. Like, he was telling me I wasn't going to be able to do
this
that.
Is normal.
Like, I could call the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, I gotta find the... do you want to try the dumb idea? That won't work ever, and it's probably embarrassing to do on the air, live, at RogueServer.com.
What is it?
Oh, we just say... Oh, we each just say a different sentence. I have no idea if that's gonna work. But I say a sentence, and you say a sentence, and that's the rules of the game we're playing. We're playing live at RogueServer.com.
All right, you start. They're the first sentence.
Okay.
Playing games on the phone. RogueServer.com/Whoopi.
Real games.
Whoop.
Real games, real phones.
Whipstick in the Watchtower.
And real people.
With Whoopi. And James Scruggs.
Yeah.
James Scruggs. All right, you're first.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you.
I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have decaffeinated coffee for dogs?
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Like,
sir?
For my dogs? Do you have decaffeinated coffee for my dogs?
No, we did not.
Why? Why not? It's for my dog. He's different.
Yes, but we do not have any.
His name's Whoopi. He's an American male.
Yanga, I pressed the wrong button. I ruined it. I want to try this one more time.
Okay, we can try it one more time. I'll try not to pull in too different a direction this time.
No, that's the fun of it. You just pull in different directions.
All right.
This might not be good. This might be the worst thing you've ever heard. But that's what we're doing on the Watchtower with Whoopi on every September 1st, 2025.
Wake me up when the Whoopi Watchtower ends. Billy Jimmy Scruggs Armstrong.
Glad to be a pleasant hit. No, may I help you?
Hi, I had a question about a dog.
About who? You have a question?
My dog?
About who? Your dog?
My dog? Yes, I have a question about my dog.
You live here? You stay here?
My dog was eating garbage.
Your dog was eating garbage where?
At the hotel.
And how did he get garbage?
He found it.
Okay, so what does that have to do with me?
Well, he found it at your property. Because he was, like, rummaging through, and he, he's chewing on it, so...
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
What am I supposed to do if my dog gets sick from eating your garbage?
Okay, but it's your responsibility to take care of your dog and have him on a leash and not have him eat garbage.
He just got off and he ran away right into the trash.
I'm going to give you a number and you can tell the owner what you want to tell them.
So, okay? If dog vomit is okay in the hotel?
So it's 785-390-3777. And what room are you staying in?
The room.
What's your room number?
The one with the shasha. Japan 4.
What?
With Japan 4? Japan 4?
No. What hotel are you staying in?
The Grandview Plaza and Suites.
Okay, and you said your room number was what? One. What was your room number?
4.
We don't have a 4 here, so
I'm in room 4 right now.
Huh?
Oh, I'm in room 4.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Oh, no, I'm here in Kansas. But
on the playground is where I spend most of my days.
It's real.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Man, my dog's vomiting from the garbage. So if that's normal and we're good to go, I don't see if we can bring it.
Hey, lady, get funky. Welcome to the show.
Lady?
Hello?
So, do we just bring the dog around and you can look at him?
You have some customer here on the damn phone, man. They give me a hard time. They're over there playing on the phone and saying, oh, the dog eating garbage, and if the dog vomits, what we gonna do about it? I said, first of all, you should have your dog on a leash. What room you staying? They're telling me for something. They're over here on the phone playing wrong. So I gave them your number, and I tell them to call. But they're not taking the number, and they're still on the phone, so I'm going to hang up on them, because I don't know who they is, and they're talking all different kind of gibberish.
I thought she just gave us the cop's number. I wasn't going to call that.
Yeah. Yes, because I told them the dog was supposed to be on a leash while the dog just got loose. So the dog got loose and go eat trash.
Ma'am, can we talk to who you're talking
to? I get them muted.
All right. Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
So I'm going to take your number, and if you call back with your harassment, then I'm going to have to call the police and give them your number. I don't know who you are, and you are saying a lot of stuff that I don't understand, and I don't think that I have anything to do with your pet getting loose and eating trash, okay? So you have a nice day.
I have a question. It's unrelated. Wait, can I ask you a question? Oh, fuck. I wanted to ask her what Bumba Clot means.
Just one fact. I wanted to ask her what Bumba Clot means. But maybe next time.
It's
past our bedtime, everyone.
Yes, it's past our bedtime. If you're in the Eastern time zone, go to bed. It's legally mandated unless you're a night
worker. Go to bed, everyone. It's illegal to stay up past 11 o'clock.
Yes, and it's illegal to talk about your pit eating garbage. James, what did you think of that premise?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of fun.
Which one?
Oh, alternating.
Which one?
Alternating.
Oh, that's okay. It was fun.
I want to do that
more. I think
more.
My favorite premise of tonight was... Again with the night style, because night style is fun and confusing. But I think the smoking under the bed was very fun. I gotta give shout outs to the homie for the layup on the smoking under the bed. Night style, smoking under the bed with the decaf coffee for dogs.
Alright.
It was a good time. You know.
Thank you for...
But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Live.
Whoopi, it's your show. You close it out, because, I'm just a co-host. I'm just a piece of shit.
Thank you for listening,
from
everyone.
America.
Thank you to James for co-hosting the show. Thank you for Rosin for making a few calls during the beginning. Thank you to everyone listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Thank you to Rogue Server for allowing me to host this show. Thank you to everyone involved, and we'll see you on the next installment of Whoopi's Watchtower every September 1st, 2025. Hey. Yes?
I wanted to say I'm sorry to Rosin, because I snapped a little bit on him, and I feel a little bad about it, but, it throws me off so bad, Moving forward, I love everyone, and you're all very wonderful, special people.
Yes. We love you, Rosin. We love you, everyone at rogueserver.com. Unless you're our enemy, then we hate you. I guess. I don't know. I don't feel too strongly about it. And
to answer your question, Carthor, there may be 2 days, there may be 7 days. You never know. It resets every fucking... Every hour on the hour.
It's very confusing, and we don't have
You'll
answers.
You'll be listening to the next episode of the Whoopies Weekly Whoops at rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
Thank you
and
for
you'll
listening.
Be like, wow, I'm listening again. I can't even believe it. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. We really appreciate it. Whoopi really appreciates it. He's getting a big ego lately, and... This was nice to kind of put him back down to size.
My head's getting so huge, and to close this out, we have Mr. Wazzo and Cut Dick, so...
2, 3.
Thank you for listening to the show. I love you. If you are a person we call, don't call 911.
Thank you for the show.
Welcome to the show. Bye.
Welcome to the show. It's over.
Go to bed. If you just joined, it's over.
It's sleepy time. Bye bye.
Welcome. I'm gonna drink water.
Welcome to the show. See you next time.
It's normal.